Welcome to Navin Field in Detroit, for the game between the New York Yankees and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Yankees. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Earl Combs. Batting second. The right fielder, Bob Musel. Batting third. The left fielder, Babe Ruth. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Lou Gehrig. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Tony Lazzari. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Mark Koenig. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Gene Robertson. Batting eighth. The catcher, Benny Bengo. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Wade Hoyt. Pitching for the New York Yankees, Wade Hoyt. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Jack Warner. Batting second. The first baseman, Marty McManus. Batting third. The second baseman, Charlie Gehringer. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Harry Rice. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Al Wingo. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Harry Heilman. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Jackie Tavener. Batting eighth. The catcher, Larry Woodall. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Vic Sorrell. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Vic Sorrell. And now, play ball. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs takes first base on ball four. Bob Musel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musel strikes out. One out. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tavener misplays the ball. That's an error on Tavener. Combs moves to second. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tavener scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Combs moves to third. Ruth moves to second. Two outs. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Yankees nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Jack Warner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lazzari scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Combs. McManus reaches second base with a double. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hoyt fields it and throws to first for the out. McManus moves to third. Two outs. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Yankees nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Mark Koenig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koenig hits a fly ball into center field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gene Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Warner fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Benny Bengo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bengo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Warner fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Yankees nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Al Wingo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wingo hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hoyt fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Koenig scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jackie Taubner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taubner strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Yankees nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Wade Hoyt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoyt hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Woodall settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Combs hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Woodall settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Musel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musel is 0-for-1 in the game. Musel strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Yankees nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Larry Woodall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodall hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Gehrig settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vic Sorrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sorrell is called out on strikes. Two outs. Jack Warner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warner is 0-for-1 in the game. Warner hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Gehrig settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Yankees nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth is 0-for-1 in the game. Ruth hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 0-for-1 in the game. Gehrig takes first base on ball 4. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari is 0-for-1 in the game. Lazzari hits a ball on the ground towards short. Taubner fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Yankees nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. McManus hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lazzari scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 0-for-1 in the game. Gehringer hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Lazzari reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0-for-1 in the game. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robertson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Yankees nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Mark Koenig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koenig is 0-for-1 in the game. Koenig hits a ball on the ground towards short. Taubner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gene Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson is 0-for-1 in the game. Robertson hits a ball on the ground towards first. McManus scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Robertson for the out. Two outs. Benny Bango is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bango is 0-for-1 in the game. Bango hits a fly ball into left field. Wingo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Yankees nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Al Wingo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wingo is 0 for 1 in the game. Wingo hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 0 for 1 in the game. Heilman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hoyt fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Jackie Tavener is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavener is 0 for 1 in the game. Tavener hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robertson fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Larry Woodall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodall is 0 for 1 in the game. Woodall is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Yankees nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Wade Hoyt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoyt is 0 for 1 in the game. Hoyt hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sorrell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Combs hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Musel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musel is 0 for 2 in the game. Musel hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Yankees. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth is 0 for 2 in the game. Ruth hits a fly ball into left field. Wingo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Yankees 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Vic Sorrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sorrell is 0 for 1 in the game. Sorrell hits a fly ball into left field. Ruth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jack Warner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warner is 0 for 2 in the game. Warner hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoyt fires to first and picks off Warner. Two outs. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. McManus hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Bango settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Yankees 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Gehrig hits a fly ball into center field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari is 0 for 2 in the game. Lazzari takes first base on ball 4. Mark Koenig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koenig is 0 for 2 in the game. Koenig hits a ball on the ground towards first. McManus fields it, throws to second for 1, and back over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Yankees 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 0 for 2 in the game. Gehringer hits a fly ball into center field. Combs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0 for 2 in the game. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hoyt fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Wingo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wingo is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Wingo takes first base on ball four. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 0 for 2 in the game. Heilman hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Koenig fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Yankees 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Gene Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson is 0 for 2 in the game. Robertson hits a fly ball into left field. Wingo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Benny Bengo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bengo is 0 for 2 in the game. Bengo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Wade Hoyt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoyt is 0 for 2 in the game. Hoyt hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Combs hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Yankees 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Jackie Tavener is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavener is 0 for 2 in the game. Tavener hits a pop-up towards third. Robertson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Woodall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodall is 0 for 2 in the game. Woodall hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lazare scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Vic Sorrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sorrell is 0 for 2 in the game. Sorrell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Koenig scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Yankees 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Bob Musel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musel is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Musel hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Rice. Musel reaches second base with a double. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth is 0 for 3 in the game. Ruth hits a fly ball into right field. Heilman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Musel tags and moves to third. One out. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Gehrig hits a ball on the ground towards first. McManus scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Gehrig for the out. Two outs. Tony Lazare is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazare is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Lazare hits a line drive into center field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Yankees 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Pinky Hargrave pinch hits for Jack Warner. Pinky Hargrave is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrave hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Yankees, 1, Tigers, 1. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. McManus hits a pop-up towards third. Robertson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 0 for 3 in the game. Gehringer hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Combs, who is chasing the ball. Gehringer reaches third base with a triple. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0-for-3 in the game. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robertson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Wingo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wingo is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Wingo hits a fly ball into center field. Combs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Yankees 1, and the Tigers 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Bill Sweeney now playing first base. Marty McManus now playing third base. Mark Koenig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koenig is 0-for-3 in the game. Koenig hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gene Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson is 0-for-3 in the game. Robertson bunts towards the mound. Sorrell fields it and throws to first for the out. Koenig moves to second. One out. Cedric Durst pinch hits for Benny Bengo. Cedric Durst is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durst hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Koenig moves to third. Two outs. Wade Hoyt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoyt is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hoyt hits a ball on the ground towards third. McManus fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Yankees 1, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Johnny Grabowski now catching. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 0-for-3 in the game. Heilman hits a fly ball into center field. Combs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jackie Tavener is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavener is 0-for-3 in the game. Tavener hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Combs, who is chasing the ball. Tavener reaches third base with a triple. Larry Woodall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodall is 0-for-3 in the game. Woodall hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robertson fields it and throws to home to get Tavener. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Vic Sorrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sorrell is 0-for-3 in the game. Sorrell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lazzari scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Yankees 1, and the Tigers 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk, Combs hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tavener scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Musel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musel is 2-for-4 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got one RBI. Musel hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth is 0-for-3 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. Ruth hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sorrell fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Yankees 1, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Bill Sweeney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sweeney hits a pop-up, foul, towards the right side of the infield. Lazzari settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. McManus is called out on strikes. Two outs. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 1-for-4 in the game, with a triple. Gehringer takes first base on ball 4. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0 for 4 in the game. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hoyt fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 12, with the score, the Yankees 1, and the Tigers 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Gehrig takes first base on ball 4. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Lazzari hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sweeney fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Mark Koenig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koenig is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Koenig hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lazzari moves to second. Gene Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson is 0 for 3 in the game. Robertson hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Heilman. Robertson reaches second base with a double. Lazzari scores. Koenig moves to third. It's 2-1, Yankees. Johnny Grabowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grabowski is walked intentionally. Wade Hoyt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoyt is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Hoyt hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Koenig scores. Robertson scores. Grabowski moves to second. It's 4-1, Yankees. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 0 for 4 in the game. With a walk. Combs hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Grabowski scores. Hoyt moves to second. It's 5-1, Yankees. Bob Musel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musel is 3 for 5 in the game, with a single, a double, and a home run. He's got one RBI. Musel hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Rice who is chasing the ball. Musel reaches third base with a triple. Hoyt scores. Combs goes all the way around to score. It's 7-1, Yankees. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth is 0 for 4 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. Ruth hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Heilman. Ruth reaches second base with a double. Musel scores. It's 8-1, Yankees. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 0 for 3 in the game. With two walks. Gehrig hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ruth scores. It's 9-1, Yankees. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari is 0 for 4 in the game. With a walk. Lazzari hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Rice. Lazzari reaches second base with a double. Gehrig goes all the way around to score. It's 10-1, Yankees. Leo DeRocher pinch runs for Tony Lazzari. Mark Koenig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koenig is 2 for 5 in the game, with two singles. Koenig strikes out. Two outs. Gene Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Robertson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. DeRocher scores. It's 11-1, Yankees. Johnny Grabowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grabowski is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Grabowski hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Rice. Grabowski reaches second base with a double. Robertson goes all the way around to score. It's 12-1, Yankees. Wade Hoyt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoyt is 2 for 5 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Hoyt hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sorrell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 12, with the score, the Yankees 12, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Leo Durocher now playing second base. Al Wingo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wingo is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Wingo hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. That is defensive interference on unknown player with unknown particulars. Wingo moves to second. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 0-for-4 in the game. Heilman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hoyt fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jackie Tavener is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavener is 1-for-4 in the game, with a triple. Tavener hits a fly ball into center field. Combs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Wingo tags and moves to third. Two outs. Larry Woodall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodall is 0-for-4 in the game. Woodall hits a ball on the ground towards short. Koenig scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, New York Yankees, 12, and Detroit Tigers, 1. Goodbye from Navin Field in Detroit.